It's a zechus to be able to be mishtatef in this maimed of limud haTorah, which is a very appropriate thing to do in Parshas Bahar, which we just had, and Bichukaisa on the other side. Shemitah, that's the whole Indian, that even the person that is osuk the rest of the time, but when he has the time, then he comes to learn. And then you have Bichukaisa on the other side. Shatiyah Meilim Batayr, it's a beautiful demonstration of this Indian, this whole Maimon. We're learning here the sugya of mitzvahs haben alav. One of the mitzvahs are mila. And the Gemara says that a father is mechuyev to mal a son. We learn it from the pasuk. Vayomal Avram es Yitzchak benoi. Veheicha deloi male avua michai vebeidina lemimale. If the father didn't give the bris mila, Bez din is mechuyev to give a bris mila. Dichsib himo lachem kol zachar. Lachem is talking to the beidina. They are mechuyev to do the bris mila. Veheicha deloi me'alei beidina. Lem nichayev iul mimal nafshe. Third pasuk. Ihi menolan deloi mechayeva. How do you know that the isha, the mother, is not mechayev to mal the son? So, why would we think that a mother should mal her son? I mean, the pasuk says that Avraham Avinu maled his son. Why would we think that a mother should mal her son? So my simple svara would tell me, well, the language used in the pasuk is Avraham Avinu maled his son. It looks like the relationship of son is the Siba for the Chiyuv Mila. Well, a mother also has that same son relationship. So maybe a mother is the same as a father. That could be the Havamina of the Gemara. And we need a question and an answer. Why wouldn't we say that the mother is also Chayiv? If the relationship of son is what's Mechayiv, so the mother is also the same relationship. So let's say that the mother is Chayiv. And on that, the Pasuk says, no. Kashar tziva oisoi, elukim oisoi, veloi oisoi. Only the father and not the mother. That would be the way I would think the Gemara is to be explained. But we'll see later, the Ritva has a chiddush dikka way of understanding the Gemara. The question of the Gemara was, being that the whole Beidina, the whole Bezdin, has a chiv to mal any Jew, maybe if the father didn't take care of the bris mila, the mother is like Beidina. That was the Havamina. Maybe the mother is like Beidina. Now, a mother is not kosher to be on a Bezdin. But Beidina, according to the Makne, is a Lashon which means Klal Yisrael. Why do we say Beidina? Why do we use the Lashon Beisdin? Because the Bezdin is the one that takes care of any chiyuv on the whole community. So they would, you know, delegate people to take care of this in a practical way, that if the father didn't give a bris to the child, then who actually would be in charge to make sure that it got done? Beidina. Maybe nowadays you'd say the rabbanim of the community. Right? It doesn't really mean that the obligation of the community falls only on the shoulders of the rabbanim. But they are usually the ones that actually delegate and make sure that it happens. So you would think that maybe the mother is part of the general chiv of the community to mal any child that wasn't gemalit. And then the pasuk says, no, oisai v'lo oisai, that women in general are not part of the chiv of the kahal to be mal the children that weren't gemalit. That's a chiddush dikka way that you see in the Meiri. So, but either way, we see that there's a havamina that the mother would have a chiv to give a bris, either as a mother and a son, or the way the Ritva explains it, that you would think that the mother is part of the chiv of the tzibur, and she has a chiv to take care of being mal, the boys that weren't maled, And Oisei V'lo Yisal tells us that the woman is not mechuyev in all this. So on this, Tosis asks, V'im toimar lama li kro. Why do we need to exclude a mother from a pasuk? Teipuk lei, the mitzvah sasei shazman gromai. We have the well-known klal, mitzvah sasei shazman groma, noshim peturis. So this is a zman groma, why? Shanimo bishmini lelei dosai. It's time-bound. It's only starting from the eighth day. So let's say it's a zman grom. V'yashloimar, answered Tosis. Kiven demiyer mashmini b'holo, ein lo hefsik. But once the eighth day arrives, there's no hefsik. The chiv of mila goes on and on forever. Lav zman gromahu. That is not a zman groma. Why? So the simple understanding of Tosis is very simple. Because the source of Zman Groma is Tefillin. That's the Avuhoin, the Kulhoin. The Gemara later says we learn out from Tefillin that women are Pater. So too, all mitzvahs that are Zman Groma, women are Pater. Now Tefillin has a beginning time at a certain time in the morning when it's Misha Yaker or whenever it's time for Tefillin. And it has an ending time, Shkia. So we say that Zman Groma means that it has a beginning time and an ending time. But Mila has a beginning time. You have to wait 8 days. But it has infinite ending time, so there's really no ending time. So you can't really call that doime to Zman Grum. That would be one way to understand the Taisus on a very pashat al oifen. It's not doime to the real example of Zman Grum. There's another way you could explain the Taisus. Shots like this. According to the halacha that Tosis is telling us, that once the child reached the age of 8 days old, the chiyuv of bris milah goes on forever, we can say that this mitzvah is not a zman dika mitzvah. This inyan of 8 days is not a time issue. It's in the heftza. That means the baby has to be a bigger baby. You only give a bris once the baby's 8 days old. He's not just born. He's not a totally newborn. The Torah wants the baby to be a certain age. Then the baby is roi for mila. So the time of 8 days is not a zman in the mitzvah. It's just to make the object roi for the mitzvah. Once you have the object, then you have no time at all. There's no time in the mitzvah. It's much different. Tefillin, it's not that the tefillin gets more kosher in the morning. And then when it comes shkia, your tefillin gets pasul. And then the next morning, the tefillin, your tefillin straps and your tefillin bias is better and worse. The tefillin is fine. It's just that there's a zman in the mitzvah. That's called a zman groma. The zman is goyim the mitzvah. Masha'en came by the Mila, the time to do the act, to do the chaticha, is any time. There's no difference. It's just that you need the right object. I'll give a dugma ladover where we find this svar. There's a famous question of the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Kiddush Levana, in Siman Tov Chavav. Why do we find that ladies don't do Kiddush Levana? So the Magen Avraham says in the name of the Shalah, because it's a Zman Groma. Because it's a Zman Groma. You only do Kiddush Levana in the first half of every Jewish month. So it's Zman Groma. It comes at the beginning of the month, and then it leaves in the second half of the month. So Mitzvah Sveisha Zman Groma, Noshim Peturis. But in the Chochma Shleimer on the page, he disagrees. He says, Kiddush Levana is not a Zman Groma. The reason for Kiddush Levana being in the first half of a month is because of the Heftza. It's because you need a Levana Bechidusha. It has to be when the moon is small and not yet to its full size, it's Bechidusha. Were it to be that the Metzius of a moon would be that it got bigger and bigger and bigger all the way till the end of a month, then you could do Kiddush Levana the whole month. There would be no problem mitzad the Zman. The problem is not that the mitzvah has a time. It's the object isn't around, isn't available. the rest of the time. So whenever the inyan is mitzad the object and not mitzad the zman, then he says it's chayovis. Then ladies would be chay. An example is, what do you say about a lady saying birkas hacham, which is every 28 years? Does a lady do that mitzvah? So some achreinim say, yes, she does do that mitzvah. Cause of the chachma shalemai. Cause of the chachma shalemai. Because it's not that the mitzvah is time bound, that this mitzvah Hashem only wants us to do once in 28 years. It's just that you don't have the object available. The whole idea is that the sun comes to a certain position, which is the exact same position that it was when Hashem created the world, and you don't have that object available the rest of the time. So whenever it's in the cheftza, then it's not called Zman Grum. And even though we brought that the Magen Avraham does say it's a Zman Grama, he might agree to this Yisai too. He could agree that when it's only in the Cheftza, then it's Chaya for a lady. What the Magen Avraham means is that when Chazal made the Zman of Kiddush Lavana, they also made it a Zman. The Chazal said the Zman of Kiddush Levon is only in the first half of the month. Regardless, besides for the fact that the object is only available in the beginning of the month, there's Taka also as Zman. That's why the Magen Avraham holds that it's a Zman Grum. But if you would Taka have a mitzvah where the whole thing is purely in the Cheftza, even the Magen Avraham might hold your Chai. So that is another way to understand the Tosis here. That Tosis is saying that since this is only in the chayfetz, that the baby should be a certain size baby, that's not called Zman Grama.
Isn't the Lashon Mashma more the first way? Just because he's emphasizing not having a hefsek as opposed to...
It definitely flows fine in the first way. But to say that it's for sure, I don't know, because he might be using that as his proof. Meaning he's saying, being that you see that it has no hefsek, that shows us that it's not really because of a certain time bound, it's simply that it should grow to that size. Either one, I think, could be pshat and taisis. So taisis continues. Vim toimar akati mitzvah seisha zman gromahu. In fact, taisis, it's still shver, it's a zman grom. The ein molin ela bayoim, because a bris milah is only by day and not by night. So again, it's a zman grama. Kidisa beperka oral. V'yesh loimar the asya kemanda mar hosam the milah shalabizman and neheges bein bayim bein balayla. And for Taisvis, this limud oisoi is going according to the manda amar that we could give a bris at night. There's a machlekes in Yevamis. If a bris can be given at night or not. And this Gemara is going that you could, so it's not a Zman Grum. Now, how am I supposed to understand Tosfos? But we don't hold that like that Manda Omar. We don't give a bris at night. So what are we supposed to do with Isai? Right? If you read the Turi Evan, he has that question. What you're leaving me like hanging. You're telling me that this is going like that mandomar. But what am I going to do with the other mandomar here? So the there's a simple pshat for Taisvis.
Isn't it fair to say that it's a din on the chefs of the baby? Because if a baby's born a minute before Shkia, so then that night is not. So you have to wait 7 days and one night in the morning. And if he's born a minute after Alais, you have to wait 12 extra hours to be. It's not a dinner. We're waiting for the baby to get big enough. That's not what's happening.
Well, what I mean by big, I don't mean weight wise.
There's a Zman.
Right, there's a. That's true that it's a Zman, but how do you know that the Zman is not in the Cheftza? I'll give you any number of cases where you see, let's say, Bar Mitzvah is a Gadol, right? That's definitely because of maturity, right? It's because at that age he's considered a gadol. He's a ish. It's a maturity thing. It's tully in mitzias. It's tully in shtei sairus, and it's tully in a certain maturity thing. And there, if he's born at the end of the day, you know, that's it's still, the maturity goes by that time, you know. You have many things like that. Let's say Nafel, you have Nafel's 30 days for many halachas, and also it's, and that's a physical thing, you know, you find that by other things.
There are also a reason given for 8 days because the parents should be outside.
Oh, yeah, the Gemara Nida, yeah.
It's really not exclusively about the baby, it's also
the parents. Baby. Okay, that's also true. That is a reason given in the Gemara. But in other words, it would be, the idea would be, it's not in the mitzvah that the mitzvah is time bound. Right. Let's get back again to Taisvis. Taisvis answered that our Gemara holds that the bris can be done at night. So we asked the question, well, what are we going to do with Oisai if you hold like the halacha that you can't give a bris at night? So there's a Pasha de Teretz from the Pnei Yeshua. He says, this Pasuk, Oisai, is talking about the days of Avraham Avinu. In the days of Avraham Avinu, the whole concept of Zman Groma Noshim Pturus wasn't around yet. That came around when Hashem gave the mitzvah of Tefillin at Har Sinai. So, was Yitzchak's mother obligated to give him a bris? I mean, Avram took care of it, so it didn't really matter. But let's say Yaakov Avinu, or anybody for the next bunch of 100 years. Okay, fine. Tzipora or so on, exactly. So were all those women obligated in giving a bris to their children? So over there, you can't really say that they didn't have to do it because it was a Zman Groma, because there was no such concept then. So Oisai was needed for sure. There's no question that Oisai is needed, because you need to exclude all the women until Mantir. Taisvis is saying here that this sugya says that women today, in our days, are potter from Oisai, because this sugya holds that the night is a time for bris mila, and it's not Zman Groma. So we need it even today. The issue is this sugya. That's what Tosis is meant to say. This sugya must hold that women, that really we think women are chayv today because it's not Zman Groma, because we do it at night. And we need it Oisai to exclude the women for today. But he's not discussing the word. The word is for sure needed.
But the word is not there till Har Sinai.
Oh.
Kashitziva Hashem Oisai is just the narrative of what Hashem.
A very good question. So what does Pnei Yeshua mean? You're saying the word is only at Har Sinai. So what does the Pnei Yeshua mean? So the pshat in the Pnei Yeshua is that the narrative of the Torah tells us what Hashem told Avraham. It's saying Hashem told Avraham, only you and not the woman. It's telling us what Hashem told Avraham. Meaning, we find many things in the Torah that Hashem told us, which we don't have anymore. Hashem told us mitzvah at the mon. Hashem told us, you know, lo yashir menad boiker, and so on. And then you have a gemara like in Psachim that Hashem told them. Why does it say three times not to eat chametz? One is that Hashem told them in the midbar they shouldn't eat chametz. Another one is Hashem. So there are many psukim where we just tell us in the Torah what Hashem had commanded in the past. So here too, the pshat is that Hashem told Avraham Oisai. That's how you have to understand the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, so now we got through the Taisis. Now we'll move on to, yeah.
The first Kasha Taisis, the Hesped was given. How would that apply to another Misaseh Yemesh meeting, going in the Sabbats? Would it be time for bringing carbon before the same day?
Yeah, well, there for sure, you wouldn't call that the mitzvah is Man Groma, because that's for sure a din in the object. That the pshat is that the hema just has to be 8 days old, but the mitzvah of bringing the carbon is not Zman Groma. Well, that just means that the animal wasn't an 8 day old animal, but the mitzvah was there all along because she could get another animal. You know what I'm saying? Like the mitzvah is always there to bring a chata. So take that animal.
Yesterday, bringing it 7 days. I'm talking about that yesterday.
Oh, the Isser. Well, the Isser for sure. In Isurim, we say that a woman is obligated, even if it's... Well, excuse me? Mitzvah Sloisa, say that's true. Here, it's anyways Pashit, because here the point is it's puzzle. If it's puzzle, it's puzzle. You know, before 8 days, the carbon is puzzle. Okay. So now, let's just sum up. We're Taisus. Taisus, we finished. He says, the idea is it's not Zmagron. Yes. Well, the day of, what it means is the night prior. When you say Amila Bizmano, what you're referring to is the night prior to the morning of 8 is still not yet Roy. So that is covered because Taisus said that as long as once it begins, it never ends, it's chai for a lady. So that's why he doesn't care about the first night, because that's before it began.
I understand. You're saying on the day of.
Yes.
The lady would not be chai, we're going to go on
the test. Well, yeah, she would be chai, because let's say the day of, right? The 8th day arrived. Yes? Now, from this very moment, for the rest of the baby's life, for 120 years in Mirtz Hashem, there's a chiyuv of mila in a row. So being that, starting from now on, the chiyuv is here, it's called lav zman groma. It doesn't matter that last night it wasn't around, just as much as it doesn't matter that it wasn't around on the 6th day or 7th day or 5th day, because as long as once it will start, it will never end, that's not included in zman groma. It doesn't matter that this day itself is divided in half, and in the nighttime there was no chiyuv, and in the morning it was, because soif kol soif, once that moment of time started, it's going to go on forever. So that's Taisus's pshat in the sugya. It's called Einu Zman Groma, because we're going like that man domar, meaning that now somebody comes over to ask you a question: why is a woman pater from giving a bris to her son? Right. The correct answer is mitzvus asei shazman grum. Right? If you answer oisai veloy oisai, you didn't learn the taisus, because we paskin that you don't give a bris at night. So the answer is because it's a mitzvus asei shazman grum. This gemara is shalok halacha. This is only according to the other man d'omer. Okay. Now comes along the Ritva, and he wants to explain the gemara lihalacha. He wants to say, not like Taisus, that this sugya is even lehalacha. The Ritva says, very tough two lines. Well, maybe it's more than two lines in your print. Here it's two lines. Ika lemeimar, he says the answer could be, the hosam hu b'mitzvah denafsha. Zman grom is a ptur when it's a mitzvah on oneself. Aval hocha, but here, b'mitzvah dibino. It's the mitzvah to mal her son. It's a mitzvah of her son. Hava mina de mechaiva. I have a hava mina that the woman is chayiv to mal her son because it's his mitzvah. De loy gora mi bezdin. Here's that ritva with the bezdin that we mentioned earlier. The ritva says that you would think the mother is like part of Klal Yisrael. Bezdin means all Yidden. And she's part of all Yidden. De mechaiva le mimalei. And therefore, you would think she has to give a bris to this son. Okay, so what did the Ritva say again? He said, it's not her mitzvah, it's her son's mitzvah. And since it's her son's mitzvah, so that's why I would say she should do it, because she's like the whole tzibur. So what's the answer, though? It's very not clear exactly what the answer is. The Turi Evan says, I don't understand the answer. I don't understand how the Ritva answered the question. So I'll say over what the Kilos Yaakov says to explain. First, he brings what the Makna holds as pshat, but he doesn't agree. The Makna wants to say pshat in the Ritva is the same as, there's a famous place to read here, that what the Ritva means is, it's not that I am doing the mitzvah on myself, it's that my son needs a bris. So the parent is not really the one that is commanded in the etzim bris. It's the parent has to get it ready, has to get a moil, has to be oisek in all the different things that I have to be done in order that the bris should be performed. But the actual mitzvah of the bris is really the person themselves. Of course, the child is too young, so he's not able to be chayiv in that, really. When he grows up, he will. But a parent's chayiv is a different type of a chayiv. It's only a chayiv to get ready and to be mechin and so on. So that is really something that's noig b'yoyim uvalayim. Because if you can't do the actual bris right now, you could still get a moil now, you could get a knife now, you could get all the, whatever it is, you could bring the baby to the shul if it's far away or and so on, whatever it takes. So memela, being that it's just a chiv to take care of the bris, that's not as man groma, because the mitzvah is something which can, parts of it can be done even at night. The Machne says this is the pshat in the Ritva. Well, you see, according to everybody, it seems that the Bezdin part is a separate thing, not really part of the main answer. That's just explaining a side thing of why is the woman, where's the Havmin to make the woman chayiv? But the answer is the first part. The Stipler says he doesn't see that it sounds like that in the words of the Ritva, because the way that the Machne is making it, he's making that it's really noyeg b'yom uvalayim. According to the Machne, the point is that it's really noyeg b'yom uvalayim. And if you read the Ritva, you don't seem to feel that the Ritva is saying that it really is noyeg b'layla too. You get the impression from the Ritva that it is only in the day and not in the night. But there's something about the fact that it's a mitzvah on the son as opposed to the mother. That seems to be the davar hamachriyah. So it bothers him to say that pshat. So he says his own pshat. And basically, the Stipler's pshat is not that different than you say that we said earlier on today. Zok the Stipler, the pshat in this zman, the reason behind this zman of day and not night, is because the son needs this bris, and he can only be mekayim, the mitzvah of bris, in the day, but if it's done at night, it's a pasul bris. The parent is obligated to take care of the child's bris whenever. Mitzad, the parent, there's no time boundary. The reason why there's a time boundary is because my child has a time boundary. But my mitzvah is whatever and whenever. Meaning, in my mitzvah is that I should take care of whatever my son needs, right? Let's say the Hashem says, you're a parent. You must make sure that whatever your son needs is taken care of. Okay, that's your chiv. So when is that chiv noig? Day, night, anytime, 24/7. If your child needs something, you have to take care of it anytime you want. Now, my son happens to have a special need. The need is a bris. And that bris happens to be, is only able to be done in the day, not in the night. So then, because of that, I will only have something to do in the day and not in the night. But the etzem tziyoy on the parent doesn't have the zman. It's not that the mitzvah itself of the parent is time bound. The mitzvah of the parent is whenever. Let's say you go with the other mal number that a bris is kosher in the night, then of course the parent is going to have to do it at night too. It's not in the mitzvah of the parent. That's the pshat in the ritva. Hosom hu b'mitzvah d'nafsho. When there's a mitzvah that I have to give a bris to myself, so then the mitzvah itself, Hashem gave borders and boundaries in the mitzvah. The milah must be done starting from this time, can't be done past that time. That would be a zman groma. But here, it's the pshat that it's the son's mitzvah. He's really the one that has the time in his mitzvah that he has to have a bris from the morning till the night. So I'm not bound by any time. When Hashem talked to the father, he didn't give his man in the father. He just told the father, take care of your son's bris. Well, I don't care when. So mitzvah, the father's mitzvah, it's any time. So therefore, havamina de mechayva. Therefore, I would think that it's a chiyuv because it's not as man groma in the mother or in the parent. That's how the Stipler learns the pshat in the Ritva. Again, nothing again. Right, It's the same as before, that the Bezdin part is not part of the answer. It's just the explanation of the sugya. Meaning that the Ritva is just explaining the simple taich in the sugya. Why would a mother have a havamina to be obligated when the only one in the pasuk was Avram? So the Ritva is explaining the sugya because the whole tzibur is also obligated. The line of Bezdin, once again, is not part of answering the question. It's just pshat in the sugya. It does bother me that he puts it together. But I haven't found anyone saying that the answer of the Ritva is because it's a Bezdin. And the reason why I no one is explaining it that way is because if you focus on the Bezdin part, then what's with the whole first part? So therefore, everyone seems to learn that the main answer lies in the first part of the Ritva, that it's not a mitzvah de nafsha, it's a mitzvah de vina.
What is the word ihi?
Ihi.
Ihi, that we know that she's butter. Like on the mother?
Yes, yes. Well, I guess it's a good question. It definitely sounds from there it's like the mother. I guess if you say like the Ritva, all the Gemara means is like even the mother. That's all it means, because she would be the one that would probably do it. If it doesn't really mean only the mother. Oh, the footnotes addresses it? Oh, okay, very good. Now, I will say over Harab Tzvi, yeah.
In the footnotes, he brings down the Mechas Chinuch, that says that a mitzvah, the Lashon is, and the mitzvah, which is mitzvah, ala cherim, in a mitzvah, 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 sounds like a different, sounds like a klal.
Oh, very good. This is really Rabbi Tzvi Berkowitz wanted to say pshat, which later I talked to Saul that the Mechas Chinuch says the pshat. I'll say over what he said, which is really what you're saying.
He was the same type of fear as the mother. The pshat, the father's fear was also that way, or the father's fear was different?
The father's fear is the same way. Right, that's just that he has to take care of the son's feet. Reb Tzvi wanted to say pshat in the Ritva that the only time we have the klal of zman groma is when it's a woman's mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah that a woman has, it's a isha's mitzvah, so then we say, if this is the isha's mitzvah, well, it's... we're not going to do it if it's zman grom. Let's say a shofar, right? We're going to say, well, this woman, you know, she's a woman, she has a mitzvah to do shofar. No, we won't. Zman grom, we won't give it to her. What the Ritva is saying here is, this is a boy's mitzvah. This is not a woman's mitzvah. The mitzvah is that this boy needs a bris. The Torah obligates others to get involved in the boy's mitzvah. Right, the Torah says not only is the boy got involved himself, but the parents have to get involved, others have to help out here, but you can't call it the woman's mitzvah. So that is not included in the whole idea of Zman Groma, because it's not an Isha's mitzvah. And that's what it means. If it's a mitzvah denafsha, if it's a woman's mitzvah, meaning she's the root of the whole thing, I tell her, Hashem tells her, you have to hear Shofar. So that's her personal mitzvah. No, if it's Zman Grom, we're not going
to
say it.
And that explains the Beis Din, because he's saying that it's not. We're not talking to the woman, we're talking to Klal Yisrael.
Oh, well, the thing is that even if it would be a mother, right, you could say the same thing, though, right?
No, because then you're talking to them. If you're just talking to the mother, you're telling the mother to take care of your son. So she'll say, I don't do time-bound mitzvahs.
But why can't you say the same? Why can't you say the same thing again?
We're not talking to the woman, we're talking to Klal
Yisrael. Yeah, but I'm saying, why is it necessary for us to bring in Klal Yisrael, even if we're talking about a mother as a mother, right? We could say the same thing. It's not the mother's mitzvah, it's the boy's mitzvah, and she's taking care of the boy's mitzvah. You know, why, still, why do we have to get involved with the whole Beis Din? Why can't we still say the same thing?
Well, that just brings up the point more stark.
That brings up more stark.
The MS is that we're not talking to the mother, we're talking to Klal Yisrael, and therefore it makes sense that it wouldn't have the Gedarim.
Okay, but is it, in truth, if we are talking to the mother, then the Ritva is Shver,
right? But
right?
We're not. But
why aren't we? If the...
Exactly, there's a Chiva Basin, and she's no worse than Basin. That's exactly what the
Basin. But
first is Marva Basin, and then it talks about whether people want
That's true. So what is the emes? What is the emes? That the reason why we would have thought that the mother should do it is cause Bezdin or because she's the mother? But Maisa, what is the Havamina?
I would have said that the mother should whip separately, but Maisa, the more is that the
fine, so at the end of the day, Maskona Shalcha. What is the right track?
I think you see from the Gemara that
from because of Bezdin. Okay,
so then
it comes out that the bottom line is you could have learned either way, but you see from the Gemara that it's the Bezdin.
Right.
So then it's not really so important for the Ritva to say this, right? It's not really part of the answer, as we were saying. You could have said the same thing the other way.
No, but I'm saying more than that. I'm saying,
you're saying
if it's mitzad the mother, so then there's more of a tzad to say that we're talking to a woman, telling her what her obligation is from the fact that she's a mother of this child. So then she can say, as a female, you can't talk to me like that because I'm not required to do time bound things. So go find someone else.
But
she's a part of Klal Yisrael, we can tell her that you're no worse than Beis Din. Beis Din is you're a member of Klal Yisrael. You happen to have the same last name as the baby. That's not the point, right? You're a member of Klal Yisrael.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about
the woman
of Israel. We're saying Klal Yisrael has to take care of this person.
Yeah. You're saying a beautiful thing, but you realize that what you're doing, you're making a new teretz. You're not saying the Ritva's teretz. You could say your teretz. Your teretz is that when you're talking to a woman, then it's a problem as man gemama. But when you're talking to the whole community, not as a woman, the whole tzibur.
That's exactly what they're saying. Since it's not a mitzvah d'nafsha, it's a mitzvah for a child, and it's a tzibur's responsibility to take care of the child, so maybe she's chayav.
That's not the pshat that Tzvi Berkowitz is saying.
Okay,
you want to say that pshat is something else. What he's saying is, it's not a yachidika thing on one person, it's a whole tzibur thing. That's the answer of the Ritva. You're learning a new pshat in the Ritva. Maybe. In other words, you're saying that the pshat in the Ritva could be like this. If it's a mitzvah on a certain person, so we say, okay, this person, this yachid, you know, is it an ish? Chai. An isha pater. But if you're not talking to a person, you're saying, Klal Yisrael needs to take care of all the babies. So it's not talking to any particular person. It's a tzibur thing. So that would be a reason why a woman would be included, because you don't say that it's a zman gromana isha. It's a zman gromana whole tzibur. This is a svara that the Anfi Erez says in other places, and that could be a different pshat. Yeah, that could be a different pshat. That's not what Reb Tzvi said, though. Okay, so we came out already with four pshatim in the Ritva. Let's chazer it over. Either you have the maknez pshat, that he's saying that the Ritva means it's chayv 24 hours a day to prepare it. Tzarichin, how it fits in the lashon. You have the Stipler's pshat, that the pshat is the zman is in the child, but the father, be'etzem, is obligated all the time to take care of the child's needs. There's no zman in the father's mitzvah. You have your tzvi's pshat, that if it's got to be a woman's mitzvah, but when the mitzvah is really the baby's mitzvah, the boy's mitzvah, and others are just supposed to involve themselves in the boy, that's not called a woman's mitzvah. And now we have a new pshat, that maybe he means if it's a particular person's mitzvah, that would be a woman is pater. But if it's not a mitzvah d'nafsha, meaning it's not a yochid's mitzvah, it's a tzibur, it's a whole bezdin, it's a whole klal yisrael, then that is not the same, not the din of man grom.
Lagara is a little funny though, because why would you say lagara? That is the teretz. It's not lagara bezdin, it is that chiyuv.
It would mean that she is no less than any other person in the tzibur. Okay, so here you see this is the way we could learn. Fine. Now we want a final is the Turei Evans Terence. He has his own Yesoid Gadol to answer the kasha of the Rishayim. He writes this Yesoid in Chagiga, and he writes the Yesoid again in Masechta the Megillah. He says all the Zman Gromos that we find are after the time is passed, you lost your mitzvah. Shofar, you must do it on Rosh Hashanah. If the time is passed, you lost the mitzvah. And he says, don't ask me, but next year I can do it. Yeah, but that's next year's. That's you lost this year's. It's not that you can do it next year. That's a different one. He says, even let's say Shema. Shema is called Zman Groma. You can't say, well, even if the mitzvah passed, I have tomorrow's Shema. That's not today's Shema. Once it's gone, it's Me'uvas Lo Yuchaliskon, as the Lashon goes in the Mishnah. That's it. That is Zman Groma. And he says the idea is it's not a mitzvah that's kavua. It's a mitzvah which is a limited mitzvah. It's not as strong of a mitzvah. Like it looks like he's saying, like the mitzvahs that are always on a yid are like a stronger mitzvah. And those mitzvahs, women have to do as well. But the mitzvahs that are only in a certain time and then they go away and they're gone, then those mitzvahs the Torah did not obligate the Isha in. But a mitzvah, Zok the Turi Evin, that is here for keeps, is for, here forever. Just that there are in-beat intervals where you can't do it, that's a strong mitzvah. He says, Loi gora ha-mitzvah klal, the mitzvah didn't get any weaker by the fact that there are intervals when you're not supposed to do it. Because, take the bris. The parent has to give a bris to the child. If the parent didn't do it on the first day for whatever the reason, the mitzvah isn't gone. The mitzvah comes back again tomorrow morning. It's not pshah that you lost the bris and now you're doing a different bris. You only do one. It's not like Shema. Shema, you do once every morning, once every night. And there's no way to make it up. If it was missed today, then tomorrow's is for tomorrow. By a bris, it's not that way. A person only does a bris one time. So that mitzvah is there for keeps. So that's not included in the whole idea of Zman Groma. The whole idea of Zman Groma is that the mitzvah is only here for a time and then it's gone. But if you have a mitzvah that's here forever, the fact that there are intervals in between does not make it not a Zman Groma. That's how the Turi Evin wants to answer the kasha. And he brings several rayas to this yesod from other mitzvahs. What I want to just add to the Turi Evin is that he, the Turi Evin, looks at the idea of Zman Groma, this is like an important hashkof of how he's looking at it, as a mitzvah which is kavua and a mitzvah garua, like a stronger mitzvah that's always set and never leaves, and a weaker mitzvah that leaves, and the stronger ones, the Noshimar Chayev, and the ones that go away, the Noshimar Patim. There's also a very famous Avudraham that gives a different understanding of Zman Groma. And I think you could use the Avudraham and arrive at the same conclusion from a different angle. The Avudraham says the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made women potter from Zman Groma is because a woman is usually meshubet to a husband. Especially in those days, once she was an Naira, she was already married. So she really didn't have any time on her own. You know, already 12 years old, she was married in those days. So what will happen, says Avudraham, if the husband says, warm me up a coffee, right? And then she says, I have to say Shema. So he says, if she's going to warm up the coffee, oyla mi yitzra. If she's going to say Shema, oyla mi baila. So because Hashem wants shalom, and Hashem was even moichei shmoy ala shalom. So memela Hashem said any mitzvah which is time bound, they don't have to do. That's the pshat of the Avudraham. So based on his understanding, I think you could arrive at the same conclusion of the Turi Evin from a different angle. That the pshat is, that whole idea is a mitzvah that will pass and will never come back. So being that there's going to come a conflict, right, that her husband's mitzvah like this, and she has a mitzvah on the other hand, so she's under pressure because it's one or the other, right? I mean, it will obviously be if, let's say, he asks her at the end when the mitzvah is getting closer to the end. But a mitzvah that keeps on coming back forever can never come to this conflict because mali, that tonight I can't give a bris or any mitzvah and that type. So she'll take care of what her husband tells, and she can do it tomorrow. The mitzvah is going on forever. What's the difference that there are intervals when she can't do it? That's the whole svara of Avudraham is only shayich in a mitzvah that only has a time and can't be done anymore. So he also would come to the same conclusion from his angle. There's a very nice smach to the Avudram Svara, which this I heard from Reb Shlomo Zalman Neuberger, Reb Ezra's son. He told me a very nice thing. Tosfos says in Chagiga on Beis Amid Beis that Avodim are chayv in the mitzvah of Pruravu. Freg Nachroinim, we have a famous klal that Avodim are gzeirah shavah to Noshim. All mitzvah that Noshim are chayv, Avodim are chayv. And we all know we pass in Noshim are potter from Pruravu. We have a drasha, v'chiv shuha, misha darko lichboish, yotz isha, shein darko lichboish. So, why is Tosfos telling us that a Eved has to do Pruravu? And for the Mishnah Melech in Malachim, this Gezeirah Shava, la, to compare a Eved with a Isha, is limited to the Ptur of Zman Grama only. Zman Grama, any Zman Grama, a woman is Pater and an Eved is Pater. Pruravu is not Zman Grama. Pruravu is a different Ptur from a Pasuk. We don't apply the Gezeirah Shava for other Ptur. So the shaila is, do we understand we have any havon in this? Or it's just a gzeiras akasav? So according to Avudram, it's a beautiful understanding. The pshat is, because this ptur of Zman Grama is something which the Eved and the Isha have mamish in common. Because Avudram is saying the whole idea is, what will happen if the Baal will say, do this for me, and then there's going to be a mitzvah, and it'll be oila mi baila, oila mi yitzra. So whether it's the Isha who has a Baal, or if it's the Adon who has an Eved, it's the same exact problem. So in that din of Zman Grama, they're both in the same inyan, and in Mela, they both have the Ptur of Zman Grama. But other Pturim, in that we don't compare. The Isha and the Eved don't get compared. So it comes out that we have two ways to understand the Yesoid of the Turi Eved. Either the way the Turi Eved looks at it, that it's because a mitzvah that keeps on coming back is a stronger mitzvah, or the way that Avudram looks at it, that the way I'm explaining according to him, that the mitzvah which can always be done at a later time will never be a conflict with the other. So now I want to give a few nafkaminis that come out of the Avudraham. The first one is, what is the halacha if you have a Isser Esei Shazman Grama? What's an example? You were saying example before, but that was got involved in Psul. But the example Rabbi Kiveger brings is Tosfos Yom Kippur. You're supposed to add on a little to Yom Kippur. We learn it from a pasuk in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, V'inisem es nafshei seichem. You're supposed to fast a little before Yom Kippur. It's an essay. If somebody doesn't add, he didn't do the Aveira of Mamash Yom Kippur of Kores. It's just an assay. Does a woman have that mitzvah? Of the Inisa. It's an Aveira to eat. Says Rabbi Kiveger, in Svora, I would taina that she has it. Because we only compare the tefillin mitzvahs. But Isurim don't get compared. But he says, what should I do? Taisus in Sukkah and Daf Chav Chesom and Beis says that it's even by Isurim also. The Vinisem would not include a woman. This Chakira is L'chayra Tali in the Avudraham, because the Avudraham only is possible by a mitzvah that you have to do, because then you could get into a conflict because the husband is telling her to do one thing and the Torah is telling her to do another thing, so she can't do both. But when you come to an Isser, there's no way that come to a conflict because it's just abstaining. So there's nothing for her to do. That's one example where you would see that anyone who goes with the tzad of Tosfos that applies to Isser is not going with that Avudraham.
But is there a case where the husband tells her to do something which is a malacha, or something that's not being kept for them,
You mean he directly tells her to do an aver?
Isn't just eating, or is it going on
Malacha too? It is really going on. We learn it out from Malacha too, yeah.
So the malacha. It's very shocked the husband says, oh, do something, which is the malacha.
Well, I don't think, you see, because if you're going to go to that extent, then you're going to get into a problem. Because if we're going to include that, then Hashem shouldn't tell lady anything she can't do on Shabbos either, right?
Right.
So what the reason why we don't say, but I think there's a pshat like this. That we're not worried about. Because the husband, we're not saying that the husband's going to tell his wife to break the halacha, right? That's not the issue. He knows his wife is Jewish too, right? He can't ask her that. The issue comes up when he tells her, go ahead and do this for me. So I have to say Shema. Oh, what do you mean you have to say Shema now? Why didn't you say Shema before, right? That's when the Avodah is talking about. Like something like that. Okay, one more nafkamina. Some say, yeah. Oh, so there you just gave a good example. That's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua asks a kasha. The Gemara says that sukkah is really zman grama, and ladies should be pater. And the Gemara says, why do we need Ha'ezrach to pater? And the Gemara says, because you would have thought Gzeir Shava to matzah. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, isn't this an iser essay? Isn't this an iser to eat out of the sukkah? So why does the Gemara need to answer al matzah? Let the Gemara say iser essay zicher ladies chay, even if it's zman grom. Zokter Bikveger, I never heard of this iser essay. I never heard of this iser essay. As far as I know in the Chumash, I only saw a mitzvah essay. There's a mitzvah essay to eat in the sukkah, and that's all. And if someone eats out of the sukkah, they didn't do the mitzvah essay. I don't know where the Pnei Yeshua got an iser essay. That's the machlekes which are Bikveger the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, we'll say one more nafkamina and then we'll make a sikum. One more nafkamina is the Ture Evan asks, what is the halacha with the mitzvah to burn noiser? We know Sreifas Kachim is only allowed in the day and it can't be done at night. Do women have the mitzvah of burning noiser? Because it's a zman grama. You can only do it in the day, and you don't have it at night. So the Turei Evin says, it must be they do. It has to be that women have a chiv to burn noiser, because we know that men don't get malchus on noiser, because it's a lav hanitik lase. Loise sir mi menu ad boiker is nitik lase of sreifas noiser. So are you going to tell me that a lady does get malchus on noiser? Because she doesn't have the mitzvah to burn the noiser, because she's my grandma. Impossible that a lady would be more chomer than the man. And then he goes to prove it. It can't be. So he said, why not? Why don't we say that a lady is putter from the mitzvah of burning noiser? So Zokta Tuyevin, that's a ride to my side, that any mitzvah that keeps on coming back every day is not considered a zman grama. And Mimela, the mitzvah, if you didn't burn it today, you can burn it tomorrow. So the kash is, okay, that's very nice. That's according to Turi Evin. But the Turi Evin's arguing with Tosis and the Ritva. Because Tosis and the Ritva say that the mitzvah of Mila, which comes back every day, would be Zman Grama. So the Hadra Kushi on Tosis and the Ritva, how will they answer nicer? So there's an amazing thing from the Ur Sameach. The Ur Sameach in Hilchos Tumas Tzara says that any mitzvah that you can do through a shliach, that you don't have to do begufay, noshim chayavas, even if it's zman grama. And he says, the reason is because of Avudram. Because if her husband will tell her to do something, so it won't be a conflict. She'll tell the shliach to do the mitzvah. And Sreifas Noiser, says the Aruch Lanier, Sreifas Noiser can be mitzkayim through a shliach. Memela, that's the chiv. So here you have another nafkamina that the Achronim want to say la halacha, or Sameach wants to say a halacha dik nafkamina based on the svar of Avudram. Amazing thing to mamash make a chiddush la halacha based on the svar of Avudram. Zokta or Sameach that a nafkamina for shliach. Okay, now we'll just make a sikum of what happened, so we should be able to take away something from the whole sugya here. The sugya was that we thought a lady is chayv to give a bris milah. Poshet Pshat is definitely that we thought the lady is Chayiv Mitzad mother. The Lashon of the Ritva is Mashma, we thought the lady is Chayiv Mitzad Bezdin. The question is, why don't we say that there's a Ptur on a lady Mitzad Zman Gromo? Tosis's Teretz is there is. The truth is, La Halacha is Ptur because of Zman Gromo. The Sugya is only because of a halacha that we don't hold like the shita that we don't hold like, that the chiyuv of milah is even at night. Then we have the ritva's pshat, that this mitzvah is a different type. It's not a mitzvah de nafsha. We said four beyurim in the ritva, either like the makne, because the parents are chayiv 24 hours, or the stipler, because it's only zman and the child, or like Reb Tzvi, because it's not the mother's mitzvah, it's the boy's mitzvah. Oh, we have a noob shot, maybe because of Tzibur. And then we have the Turi Evans final teretz, that a mitzvah which recurs, keeps on coming back, is not called Zman Gromo. And we have two explanations for that. Either because it's a strong mitzvah, Turi Evans way, or like the Avudraham, because a mitzvah that you could keep on doing will never come into a conflict, and therefore there's no Ptur of Zman Gromo.